It's a bright, fresh morning on Frederick Sound. I'm headed to Point Agassiz, about a 30-minute skiff ride from Petersburg. We pull up to the dock and jump into Victor Nelson's beat-up old Jeep.
Gotta love Agassiz rigs.
He's lived out here with his wife Tabitha for the past 15 years. They've been homesteaders on Point Agassiz since the early 20th century, but the Nelsons are now the only family who live here year-round.
This is actually the original schoolhouse that was here for the homesteaders back turn of the century. So this is my farm here. We got chickens. These are all our does, soon to be milkers and milkers, and then baby goats over here.
The animals roam wherever they want. Owning space like this for farming in Southeast Alaska is rare, and these animals are nothing if not free range. As we get out the car, a large spotted pig waddles up behind us.
Piggy! Piggy!
You know me. I'm the hand to feed you.
But for the Nelsons, the goats are where the money's at. Although Tabitha Nelson says they got into the goat game by accident.
We started with two goats and just for raising quality that doesn't have all that industrialized stuff in it. And people kept asking us, so we decided to buy a few more. And
now there are over 30. In a field in front of us, there are about 12 babies frolicking around in the long grass. They're pretty damn cute, but Tabitha Nelson says the people of Petersburg also go mad for their mother's milk.
I don't even think we could ever meet the whole demand for Petersburg.
That's because in recent years, people have really started to think about what they're buying in the supermarket. Petersburg's now got a summer farmers market, and many in town want to buy local. But the Nelsons are limited when it comes to selling the milk.
I don't really like the system because sometimes I can't get a hold of people and I can't technically sell that milk because it belongs to them.
It belongs to their customers because the Nelsons don't pasteurize their milk. Unpasteurized dairy products have been known to carry diseases like E. coli. So in Alaska, you can only buy raw milk through what's called a herd share agreement. You're basically paying for a part of the goat instead of paying for the milk itself. But for farmers like the Nelsons, who live a 40-minute boat ride away from town, that system causes problems.
Sometimes we wait for people and they forget and we have to call them, and with the tides and everything, that just makes it harder for us. And living out here isn't the greatest situation for this kind of a business.
While the laws limit their ability to sell, it does mean they know each and every one of their customers. Although Tabitha Nelson says customer service is not really what she got into dairy farming for.
The worst part of my week is having to call everybody and arrange the pickup.
It's a solitary life out here. Tabitha's lived on Point Agassiz since she was 5, and she says she wouldn't have it any other way.
We did go to public school for a year or two or three in the wintertime, and my teachers were like, I think you need to get her back out there. All she writes about in her stories and journals is Point Agassiz.
And so, however hard it is to farm over here, the goats give the couple and their 3 children the life they want to lead. And today is selling day. When we go back inside, Victor is packing up a crate of milk out of the fridge to take over to Petersburg.
I don't know that I saw 26 go by, but
before we set off though, I have a burning desire to know what goat's milk tastes like.
I don't know if you're used to fresh milk.
Cheers. Mmm. Delicious.
And with that, we're ready to leave, back over Frederick Sound to Petersburg, where Tabitha sets up shop by the South Harbour ramp.
So I got 4 for you today.
Great, that's perfect.
Gina Esposito's had a share in the farm since it started, and she says buying local just makes sense.
The more you learn about where food comes from, the more paralyzed you feel on what you want to buy.
But it's not just about ethical purchasing.
It really makes nice frothy lattes as well.
And with local food and lattes at the forefront of some residents' minds, the Nelsons think goat farming will help fund their homesteading Alaskan lifestyle for many years to come. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.